You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
You can learn a lot from television. For instance, without television, I would have no idea that Steven Seagal is out of his fucking mind. Or alive. I also didn't know that. He has a show. It's not a scripted show. It follows around the real Steven Seagal, and every episode begins with him looking in the camera and saying, "I don't know if you knew this or not, but for the last 20 years, I've been a cop." And you're like, "What did you just say? I thought you'd been making shitty movies for the last 20 years. What are you talking about?" You watch the show, he has the most unlikable quality in a human being, which is that he is an expert in everything. Literally, if a dog walks by, he's like, "That's a Shih Tzu boxer hound mix right there." And they're like, "How do you know that?" He's like, "I've been working with dogs for like 35 years. Then a helicopter flies by, and he's like, "That's a HUB-106. And they're like, "How do you know that?" And he's like, "I've been flying helicopters for like 47 years. Then he does the thing, though, that everybody does who knows something about everything. Everybody has a friend, no matter what you're doing. They know the history of it all. They know every topic, every fucking fact. If you're eating dinner, they're like, "You know, forks are from the Roman times, and they would sculpt them out of bark." And you're like, "Will you shut the fuck up and let me finish this, please?" Seagal will do that, too, but you know he's making it up. He'll be like, "You know, they also call that helicopter a Skippy." And they're like, "Why?" He goes, "Listen to it. Skip, 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 skip." That's bullshit. You made that shit up. No, seriously. It just blows my mind. It really does. That everybody in this room, everybody has this real world possibility in their lives. All of us. We could go tonight, if we wanted to, tonight. You could go to Louisiana. You could start a fight in a bar. And there is a real world possibility that Steven Seagal will arrest you. Isn't that insane to you? I've lost sleep over this shit. I mean, that's crazy. That's literally like if you leave here and you roll through a stop sign and then Sylvester Stallone is like, "Hey, roll it down." And you're like, "Get the fuck out of here. You work here?" He's like, "It's my passion, yeah." "Will you say Adrian or something?" "Nah." It's nuts. You have to watch this show. He panders to every group according to race, knowing full well there's a camera crew following him around. He doesn't give a shit. If you're white, he's like, "How's it going? All right." And then the black people, he's like, "What's up, cuz?" And they're like, "Hey, what's up? I'm holding you down, so holler if you need something." "Okay." And then to all Latino, Spanish-speaking people, he insists on speaking horrifically broken Spanish, even if they start the conversation in English. If they're like, "Hey, yeah, I called 911, thank you for coming." The thing is, he's like, "Hola. Mucho queso." They're like, "I think my English is way better than your Spanish, man." And he's like, "No, gracias. No." And then to all Asian people, he bows, regardless of where he meets them. If you're Asian and you cross Steven Seagal's path, he's like, "Yeah." And you sit and they go, "Hey, I was born here, you dick. Like, you don't have to do that." And he's like, "Sorry, I've been doing martial arts for like 85 years. He trains other cops in hand-to-hand combat. I think that's infuriating for those cops. It's not like we're hanging out. We're like, "Hey, man, do you want to do like a couple shots and then go down the street? Steven Seagal is teaching people how to throw punches." And we're like, "Okay, yeah, let's fucking go." No, it's you're a cop and you show up at work and they're like, "We're going to go over hand-to-hand combat today so you can protect yourself if you're in a really dangerous situation." You're like, "Oh, cool. Who'd you bring in to teach us? Like some Navy SEALs or Green Berets?" And they go, "No, we brought in Steven Seagal." And you're like, "Are we shooting a fucking movie this week or something?" Like,
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'll pass, because that's ridiculous. I don't want to be a part of that. That's literally like if you're like at NASA and they're like, all right, future astronauts, we're going to go over space exploration. And to get us started, why don't you welcome Captain Kirk? Come on out, man. And you're like, is he qualified to do this? And they're like, oh, you've seen him do all that shit. Yeah, he knows what he's talking about, man. He's been up there. They show him teaching people how to fight. It's horrible. He's bloated now. He doesn't have the same range of motion. He's like, everybody line up. If somebody throws a punch, you can block it like that. And then you can kick him in the throat like that. Are you kicking a child in the throat right now? Some people's throats are down there. I like Havarti cheese the most. What's your favorite?
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.